Fires, who said in a lovely song, he had said, "It might look like that I'm doing what I want right now. Like who I am with is who I want right now. And that might be true enough right now." And I'm kind of going through that phase right now. What's going on to my beautiful people? Shout out to every single pair of ears, eyes, and soul that is tuning in to the Greatest Voice Podcast. My name is JT, a.k.a. Joseph Kyron Tramiel Thomas. Shout out to Miss Kimberly. She just joined in. Shout out to everybody who's listening to me on my Twitter live stream. I just want to let y'all know, to those of you guys listening to this podcast on Spotify and on YouTube, when you hear me talking to people, I'm not talking to myself. I do not have a mental disorder. I'm recording this podcast on Twitter live as I'm talking to you guys, and so the conversation's being had both ways. But how you guys doing? How you feeling? What's going on? We are here. We are beautiful. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Shout out to Miss Kimberly, who said nice high hairstyle. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I got this hairstyle just in thought, just in prayer, just in hope that my beautiful black queens would see me and say, "Girl, you looking good." And I'm like, "Hey, yeah. Sorry, boy, you looking good. Not girl. Boy, you looking good. Hey. Hot boy summer. Fuck you mean." But that means, man, what's going on? How we doing? Before I came here, I had a, she said, yes, you already know what's up. I had a really long conversation with two female friends before I came here. And prior to me getting on the podcast, prior to me coming here just literally less than 30 minutes ago, I wanted to come in here and talk about just the music being released. Summer Walker just dropped the album. Juice WRLD just dropped the album. Shout out to my man, Boots. I am not even going to try to attempt to pronounce yet your name because I do not know what the hell that says. But what's good, bro? How you living? I wanted to come in here and rant about Juice WRLD's album and Summer Walker's album, which I'm going to get to eventually, probably later on towards the episode. But the conversation, shout out to Brutal Scene, said, "LMAO, I'm a woman anyway." Bro, you know, I'm going to tell you something, and I can't see your picture, so I didn't know if you're a woman or not. I just saw the name Bursin. You cannot tell me that name Bursin is the name that is on your birth certificate. If that's the name on your birth certificate, I apologize for being culturally insensitive to whatever culture you come from, but in all honesty, I thought that was a guy, just by the name. But me and these two girls, we were having a conversation about just love, romance, future spouses, how I'm getting older. And it just was a really good conversation about just like, just, you know, dating and stuff like that. And the conversation I wanted to have on the podcast was, do opposites truthfully attract? And also, not even deeper than that. Have you ever met somebody, had a romantic partner who you were attracted to, who was mutually attracted to you? But there was, shout out to my man with Messiah, what's going on? But there was something about that woman or that guy that bothered you. And to give an example, the girl who I was talking to earlier, she had said, shout out to Amber Maria, what's going on? How you doing? The woman I was talking to, what she had said was, and I'm not going to get into specifics of who she is because I want to put her business out there. She was saying the guy that she was talking to, you know, she's kind of more strong and controlling and self-willed. She's a very strong-willed woman. Strong. She on her boss bitch shit. And she was saying she wanted a man who could kind of, not necessarily tame her, but kind of like be, yeah, kind of tame or be the man or order her around or be kind of be controlling. She wanted somebody to kind of balance out that. She wanted somebody like that who could kind of be strong. And the guy that she's with right now, at first, it bothered her that being with him, he didn't have that kind of, we'll say, he wasn't like a dominant nigga. He ain't act like a stereotypical dark skin. We'll say that he ain't act like a stereotypical dark skin nigga. This nigga was kind of peaceful, calm, thought things out. And at first that bothered her. But then she started thinking, well, you know, for everything else that he contributes to me, for everything else that he contributes in a racial relationship, shout out to Kimberly too, said, "Ooh, some of this wearing some Tims getting her ass." Yeah, exactly. She want a nigga wearing some Timberlands. She want a nigga wearing some Timberlands. No, better yet, not Jelly Bags, better yet, she wants somebody wearing black Air Force Ones, the black Air Force Ones. Shout out to Luby Sound, what's going on with you. She wanted somebody wearing the black Air Force Ones. And he does not wear black Air Force Ones. He still wears Vans to this day. And she was saying, like, at first that irritated her, but she's at a point now where, you know, she can look past that part and say, well, you know what? He does calm me down, and maybe we balance out because our opposites attract. And the deeper conversation we had in that was, It's hard to say. Like, I'm just learning now. I guess to sum up what I'm saying, I'm just learning now that I guess there's no perfect people. But there was a girl I used to talk to 3 years ago. Shout out to her. I'm going to say her name because she know how I feel about her. Cynthia, if you see me, you know what's up. If you ever listen to my podcast, you know what my dream was, Cynthia. How you doing? I miss you. Please talk back to me. We talked. Oh, my God. I'm such a fucking lame. But we talked all for about a few weeks, and she was hella cool. She was a beautiful girl, pretty, had all her teeth, had a good job, everything. And we just had a good mesh. We just used to, she was cool. The thing I did not like about her was her personality bored the living hell out of me. Like, bored me. Even just hearing her voice used to annoy the fuck out of me. So I stopped talking to her and cut off. Shout out to Boston girl who said had all her teeth. Hey, man, I'm just saying, I got to think about that, because if we have kids, I have fucked up teeth. So I want somebody who, we can't have two people with fucked up teeth can't get together. We need somebody who can make sure that this genetic issue, it does not be a problem for our future kids. I'm going to give the kid my height and my cheekbones. You're going to give the kid your long hair and your teeth. Damn it. We're going to balance this shit out. So with that being said, she was, the thing that annoyed me about her was that she just, I just used to get bored talking to her. I just used to get so upset. Amber Maria, why y'all laughing at me? I'm just being real, bro. I'm just being real. Shout out to, I'm just being real. So it's like, her personality used to just bore me. Like, when I used to talk to her, her very voice used to annoy me, bro. Like, it used to get on my nerves. So I stopped talking to her. Just because at the time I was like, but nigga, fuck it. I'm a young nigga. I'm a pretty nigga. I can get whatever. Fuck that. I'm moving on. Now, I say that to say this. It is 2020, last I checked, July 8th. Let me tell you something. I think about, and excuse my language, I think about this bitch all the time. I think about her all the time because I feel like I haven't met somebody, I won't say as good as her, but I haven't met somebody that had all, I just look at that and think, I really should have been more patient. Shout out to Boston to call back. Nigga, I tried. And she did not feel a way about me just dropping her out of nowhere. She did not feel good about that. That was she did not find that entertaining at all. I tried, bro. And it's like, you just realize, I don't know. It's like you get to a point where I look at her and think, damn, like. And it's kind of crazy because in that moment when I told her, you know, I don't think it's going to work out, I'm just being real, it's not going to work out. In that moment, I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was being smart. But then you go three years later and every other girl you've met, I ain't going to say every girl I've met, but I haven't met one that I felt like was just such a good catch as her. Like, a girl who's as equally beautiful as she is as far as going somewhere in life. Beautiful, responsible, going, just was doing everything. Like, and you just, I don't know, man. I just feel like that wasn't a smart decision. And so me and the girl who I was talking to today, we were just having a conversation. And she was, when I was telling her, like we were just talking about the idea of a person that you're being with having a personality trait that bugs you or something about them that you find distasteful, you don't like, but you staying with that person, like, is the glass half empty or is the glass half full? Like, reality is every person that you meet is not going to be a 99% perfect. This is the person that God made for me. Every single thing that this person does is literally the metaphor for just candy and peacefulness. You know, they're going to be some people that you meet that's going to get this. I think a lot of this, I'm understanding that a lot of the times when you're in a relationship with somebody, that you're dating somebody, there are going to be aspects about them undoubtedly that you just do not like, that you just can't fuck with. Bitch, why do you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and make smoothies every day? That blender gets on my nerves. Somebody out there who has an issue like that with a girl they're dating. And I think it's different because I think when you're in your 20s and teens, well, I'm in my late 20s now, so that's probably why I'm thinking about this. Now I'm 28, but when you get older, you do start to think. When you're 19, you're just feeling vulnerable, bro. Like, when you're younger, you feel like, nigga, fuck it. Now I can find another bitch like you. Bitch, fuck you, bitch. I found another bitch like you. Nigga, I fuck you. I fuck your friend. I fuck your sister. I fuck your mama. Now I find somebody else. Nigga, as soon as you hit about 27, 28, nigga, you be like, damn, like, you just, like... Every shout to the man who said no cap. Like, every man, I'm going to tell you right now, if there's any niggas out there who are young who listen to me right now, let me tell you something. And my homie, me and my homie, we were just talking about this yesterday. Shout out to Kimberly too. You said 50-year-olds act like that these days. Okay, well, them niggas is tripping too. So let me talk to my grandpas and uncles too. Shout out to Messiah said the intention to leave is good, but the actual move wasn't wise. Shout out to Amber said, yo, thank you so much for saying that. Shout out to Kimberly said, most I've came across. Let me say this. When you were a guy, just naturally, if you're 19, 18, 20, whatever age you are, this eating age, you're going to go through a plethora of women. You're going to go through a plethora of women, just generally speaking. You're going to meet some women that you like, you're going to meet some women that you don't like. And my friend told me something. I was talking to my friend a few days ago, and because we were talking about this, and this is probably why this motivated me to talk about this, because I've just been having this conversation about relationship with different people. And he told me, shout out to Amber, shout out to everybody who's posting this on Twitter, by the way. He said, as men, and particularly when you're young, we really devalue the idea of a girl liking us. Particularly when you're young, we really don't put enough value on the idea of a woman liking us and us mutually being attracted to them. Because 9 times out of 10, even when you're older, most people that you meet, either you're going to like her a lot more than she likes you, or she's going to like you a lot more than you like her. And that's going to create some kind of disparity in it. Shout out to Messiah who said, you will run through and leave so many exceptional women just being young. Hold up. Let me ride this. But tell you something. This nigga always got some quote on here that's like biblical. I don't know if he's going on Google and Googling these. He said, hold up, let me fucking find it. He said, you will run through and leave so many exceptional women just being young. Being real, bro. Being real, you will, man, seriously, you will go through a lot. I can tell you that particular girl that I'm thinking of, she's not the only one that I fucked it up with. She's just the one that stood out in the last 3 years. And I'm going to tell you something. You ever had that one girl that like, and when I say it like this, you know, I ain't doing that good in life. I'm just doing okay. I got a spot. I got a vehicle. That's my claim to safety right now. But do you ever remember when you meet that one girl that was fucking with you when you wasn't shit? I'm talking about when you wasn't shit. I'm talking about when you was sleeping on your grandmama couch. I'm talking about that one that saw something in you that nobody else saw. And now as you get older, generally speaking, you'll meet that girl around 19, 21, or 21. I'm 28, and I'll tell you, by 26, that girl that came into your life, by then she's usually married. It's some ugly nigga that she met that she finally gave a chance to, that she kept overlooking because she was looking at your stupid ass, but you weren't paying no attention. So she finally gave that nigga a chance, and they went on a date to fucking Olive Garden or something like that. And next thing you know, shout out to Boston who said, you're in a place now where you're open and receptive. It probably wouldn't have worked back then. I mean, hey, it's just, yeah. Shout out to Messiah as, bruh, I'm 36. I've met some all around beautiful when I was young. Just had to grow up. Yeah, you just have to grow up. And sometimes you just realize, like, I don't know, man. I'm just being, I can't believe you said Olive Garden. No, I'm just being real. Hey, it'd be like that. And I don't know. I mean, I can tell you, she's the one who stuck out to me. Like I said, that girl, she stuck. Shout out to Watch Mike, who said Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory is an option as well. But with that being said, I don't know, man. When I used to talk to girls who really liked me, and I didn't reciprocate the liking, generally speaking, I used to not feel bad about it because, here's my thing. I don't feel bad. I still will not feel that bad about a girl who really, really likes me and I don't like her, because my logic to that always was, there's at least 3 or 4 guys behind her that like her, but for some reason, she's not fucking with these niggas. For some reason, she just don't see in them what she see in me. Now, where I do mess up at is where I've met girls who I like that, and she like me like that, and because maybe I wasn't in just the mature mindset at the time, what fucks me up a lot is just I'm very impatient. I've always just been like a... What fucks me up is my impatience, and what fucks me up is just... I get very disappointed when things aren't going my way or when things aren't perfect. And I've always done that. Like, I'm the type, like, I've never been rude to a woman. I've never cussed a woman out. I've never said no crazy shit to a woman. I've never slapped a woman in the head. But I will be real with you. When I get famous, when this podcast finally blows up, there is at least, there's a lot of women who gonna come out the woodwork and say, "Yeah, that nigga just." I thought we was rocking out of nowhere. He just texted me and was like, "Nah, it's not working out. It's not working out. I thought we was rocking. No, it's not working out." It's like a plethora of women who can tell you. You know how, I don't know if any of y'all saw that one movie. It's like a really popular African-American movie. It's called The Best Man. There was a scene where they were playing cards and they were saying how they said that Taye Diggs' character was a serial monogamist. And he's like, "You know, for the first month, you like, oh, this is my queen and shit. And as soon as she goes past your little boundary, she's gone." And nigga, that has been me most of my life. And it's just because, like, you know, and I don't know, but you get to a point now where it's like, I don't know, put it like this. I did a Cynthia like that. I did a Marcella like that. I'm saying out all these names just because, you know, I can say their names because they know me. They know what the fuck I be doing. I did Cynthia like that. I did Marcella like that. There was one girl I met last year named Ursula. I did her like that. And now I look back and now I'm thinking like, fuck, bro. Like, I was not the wise decision at the moment. And then because, you know, it's, I don't know. Now, I mean, the world's a big place, so you can meet anybody. Like I said, you can meet everybody. You can take a trip to Nebraska and meet some beautiful girl out there who's just having a good time. So you can always meet other people. I ain't saying to say all be all, but I am saying that when you do meet those exceptional people who come into you. And then the funny thing about it is like, you know what's so weird is like, and this is what I'm going through right now. You ever meet somebody that was so dope and after y'all break up or whatever happens, y'all don't talk anymore. After going through, like, I'm going through this phase where after meeting somebody that was dope, you go through like 17 and 18 more girls and you'd be like, "Bro, you know what? I wish I could meet another girl like her. What do I have to do to meet another girl like her?" And like, I felt like that. Like, I felt like that was sin. Cause with sin, I just walked into a store. She was working. She was a manager of the store at the time. I just walked in and saw her. I was like, "Oh yeah, she's cute." Shout out to Messiah, who said, "Clean cutoffs are the best. Too much explanation, the cutoff will make women more attracted to you. Too much explanation, the cutoff will make women are more attracted to you." Yeah, I mean, they respect the maturity, I guess. You know, I don't know. But I got to stop doing that. Shout out to 17 Promotes. "You look like a gay motherfucker." Yes, I am gay. I have sex with multiple men every single night. I am gay. But with that being said, you get to a point where it's like, damn, like, you go through 17 girls or some shit, and it's like, bro, like, fuck, like, where do I need to go? Where do I need to go to meet that? Where do I need to go to meet that particular girl? That particular girl again? Like, how many more stores do I got to walk in and find the manager and be like, "Where's your manager at? Hi, I'm here. I need to talk to her about something." Like, shout out to Stormy Muy Loco said, "Yeah, I think it's true, fam. My ex was smart as fuck and I'm stupid as fuck. Definitely do attract." Hey, man. Opposites do. Now, that was where the topic I wanted to go to, and eventually was, do opposites do attract? And I mean, I don't know. I mean, because the opposite, I don't know, man. Because I get, shout out to Watch Mike who said, "But don't ever settle for less." But that's the thing, bro, because I feel like, I don't say settle for less, but I feel like my issue is I've never had patience with a girl to make it past the point of deciding this one thing about her, I don't like that. And I'm so impatient that I've never made it past the point where I would think, you know what? Well, let's just work with that. Let me just see, because you know what? You know what? There's something about her I like. Let me just see. You know what? My mama like her. Let's just keep her around. As soon as I notice that thing and it bothers me and it makes me feel insecure, it makes me feel uncomfortable, I just kind of just scoot away. You know, I had a, just being real, you know, the same thing was another girl I was talking to last year. I go through a lot of fucking women, bro. I need to meet Jesus or some shit. But we were talking last year and she's on a whole different world right now. She's having a baby and stuff like that. Everything's cool. And she was cool. She was cool. Her boss know me and shit. Her boss was the funny story about that. I'll never forget that. I wish I could, my other phone's dead. Cause I still got the, let me see my phone. If my phone's open, let me see if my phone's dead. Cause how we met was a funny fucking story. Her boss actually gave her my number. Cause her boss was a little cool with me and he gave her my number. But it was the same thing with her. Her situation was different. She was hella younger than me. And my mentality was, because she was younger, I just didn't think that she'd be really serious about settling down. So anytime I got a hint that like she was trying to go out or do other stuff, or even, like I said, I'm 28 and she was 19, and I understand that when you're 19, your maturity is a totally different level. Now, she was talking to me like she wanted to be in a relationship, but my mind state was like, nigga, you're 19. Like, it's no way you can probably even understand what a real relationship is. So I just was like, fuck it. I'll just, she would come and talk to me out of random, and we'd text and shit like that. We'd go out, and then after, I would cut her off and stop talking to her, because my mentality was just like, bro, like, you're 19. You're not even seriously thinking. There's no way possible that you could kind of even want to be in a real relationship right now, because you probably want to fucking still meet and have sex with niggas at random places. That just was my thought. Come to find out, though, you know, apparently I was wrong, because she's with a nigga really serious right now. They're having a baby right now, and I did not sort that. I have very terrible discernment when it comes to character. Let me just say that right now. Shout out to the homie Masai. He said, live commonalities attracts. Trait differences balance out the relationship. Yeah, watch Mike said, In the Shadows. You talking about the TV show In the Shadows? But I mean, low-key, I'm trying to meet up. Bobby said, low-key, I'm trying to meet up and sex with, I don't know where he's going with that. But, you know, it was kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, I don't know. Nah, you are now in the shadows. I'm now in the shadows. What do you mean? I mean, I'm in the shadows watching her. I mean, I'm in the shadow. Put it like this. I'm in the shadows watching all these bitches that I fucked it up with and being like, bitch, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you be happy without me? How dare your life go on while I'm over here doing a failing podcast? Like, bro, like, it's, hey, man, it happens sometimes, but, you know, it is what it is. You just get to a point where you just got to have hope for the future and just try to meet people different, but it's like, it's only so long that you can keep getting the same result. It's only so long that you can keep doing the same thing and getting the same results. Bobby Dax said, "Have you ever dated Jewish guys?" No, bro. That is so not my thing. I don't swing that way. If you were there for my earlier joke, I was just joking. I'm strictly pussy. I don't know what's the colloquialism for that. But this is. But I was going to say, what was I going to say? Bobby Dax said, wait, bro, I'm straight. I promise you, bro, I'm straight. Well, that being said, I'm just realizing it's only so long you can keep doing the same thing and keep expecting different results. And so my mentality now is like, when I meet a girl who stands out to me like a Cynthia or like a Ursula, hell, like those two women that I just said, when I meet a woman who's like those two girls, I'll just know, hey, maybe I should take this more seriously. Maybe I should pay more attention to it. Maybe I shouldn't run it through the same hoops that I've been running it through. You know, at the end of the day, you got to do stuff different. I was having the same conversation. It's kind of, shout out to Grey Wolf, who said, I met my wife when she was 19 and I'm 28. We've been together 33 years. Hey, I respect that. You know, like I said, There was a 19-year-old I was talking to a week and a half ago, and I just, shout out to Bobby Dax and said, bro, you ever fuck white bitches? Yeah, of course. I lost my virginity to a white woman. Seriously. But what happened to her? Oh, yeah, that girl, the 19-year-old. We stopped talking just because I just was like, bro, when you talk to younger girls, it's like independence is a big thing for me. So when I talk to girls who are younger, who are 19 or 18, you have to really be independent. You have to really be doing your own thing. Like, I don't like talking to motherfuckers who I have to drop off at their mama house. I just don't. I that's just not my thing. I don't like talking to girls who have to drop off at their mama house and shit like that. Like, I like to talk to people who are at least on their own. Gabby Dax said, yo, where the fuck is Gault? Gault is in between Stockton and Sacramento. It's a very, very small, very, very small city. But it's that too, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I've had... I don't know. I don't know. Well, like I said, I'm still trying to figure this whole dating thing out. Even at this age, I'm still trying to figure this out. You know, and I've talked to everything. I've talked to older, younger, white, Mexican. Yes, there are a lot of black people in Galt. My man just asked. Yes, there are some Negroes in Galt. We are quite small in population in the city, but yes, there are some Negroes who exist here and have our own little tribe and unity. But it's I don't know, man. I don't know. Because then you get to a point where you start to kind of, And plus, like nowadays, it's kind of harder to meet girls now because this whole quarantine thing. And this quarantine thing kind of just shuts every fucking thing down. You know what was interesting? Shout out to Watch Mike who said skincare tips, fam. Use Vaseline. Also, Karina. All right, Karina, how you doing? Use Vaseline and aloe vera. Those two things. Aloe vera and Vaseline. Aloe vera and Vaseline. Mix the two because aloe vera will dry it. But aloe vera for surely. I keep trying to tell black people. Black people are, we are slipping. We are sleeping on aloe vera. Aloe vera is amazing for the skin, bro. Like amazing for the skin. Only thing that's fucked up is if you put it in your hair, it flakes and stuff like that. But it is amazing for the, it is amazing for the skin. Amazing for the skin. You know. I'm going to tell you one thing. This funny story is the girl, you good, bro. The girl who inspired this conversation is a white girl. We were talking earlier at where I was at earlier. And we started talking about like, and I was telling her like how like now I'm kind of starting to rethink my style to maybe attract a different kind of woman. And so I told her, I was like, you know, I'm thinking about just buying a pair of shoes every paycheck. And she said, well, I'm cool, bro. I'm not doing meetups. Shout out to Mulatto Goddess. Shout out to all my mulattoes and Creoles. How y'all doing? Shout out to the mulattoes and quadroons. But she said, well, I hate to tell you this, but women do not care about shoes at all. I've never looked at a guy and thought about his shoes. And I said, well, ma'am, I hate to tell you this, but you obviously did not grow up around black women because all these bitches care about is a nigga's shoes. I'm like, girl, you don't even know. We not doing this. Okay, cool, Bob. Cool. I don't eat Taco Bell, my brother, but thank you. I'm like, shout out to Shaker, said bitches love Jordans. Yeah, I'm like, but you know, she's the girl who told me this, beautiful girl, has a fucking bomb ass body, but she does come from a different culture, does come from a different background. So a lot of this might go over her head. But I was like, girl, let me tell you, you don't even know. Like a black girl will look at a nigga like Shamar Moore, like a look at a fine ass nigga and look down at his shoes. And if he's wearing some like some old ass Champions or some ugly ass Steph Curry's, she'll be like, nah, I'm sorry, bro. Nah, I can't even do it, fam. Every nigga, you ever had that experience where you meet a girl and she look at you and you can, cause sometimes you can look at a girl and see the, ooh, I want to fuck him in her eyes. And you ever seen a girl do that to you and get down to your shoes and like, nah, I'm sorry. I remember a girl did that to me one time. I was like, nigga, oh my God, where's the shoe carnival at nearby here? Where's a famous footwear? Nigga, where's a Nike at? Nigga, I need to go change, nigga. I'm gonna go change and come back to the club right now, bro. But I don't know, man. Shout out to Messiah said, they look at the Kicks fam, my sister's shoe watch. Bro, they do. I'm telling you, bro. But like I said, it's just different cultures. And I'm going to shout out to Shaquille said, a girl did that to my friend. She just said, nah. Bro, I'm being, bro, yes. Shout out to Mike. Hell yeah, hurt my soul. My man watched Mike said, hell yeah. Bro, it happens, bro. It's a real thing. It is a real thing. So I'm going to tell you something what they don't talk about. Women can be just as vain as men are, but it's in different ways. Like I'm gonna tell you, I grew up in a household full of black women. And let me tell you straight up, I can tell you that they talk about this shit. They talk about shit that you'd even think deep about. Girl, why his ears like that? What the fuck is wrong with his ears, girl? Bitch, why his waves go in that direction like that? Shout out to Messiah. I said down south, Latinos are starting to watch like hell now. Yeah, that's because all of them Latinos growing around all them damn dark skinned niggas. The niggas got the niggas blame swept over. Hell, before, because I'm, yeah. And like I said, it's cool, you know, it's a cultural thing, you know, I understand, you feel me, it's just our culture, you know, our culture, is very ostentatious. I just learned that word. Ha ha. Our culture is very ostentatious. We like that. We're big on how we present ourselves. We're big on our style, and I'm cool with that. It just is funny when you see those moments where that takes up the whole thing. And you know, it's what I was thinking about earlier today too. I'm seeing this podcast is going to mostly be about females, but it is something to be said about the way that you dress attracts a certain kind of girl. Shout out to my side extras that can't half step on the fit. Being real, yeah, you cannot half step on the fit, but it is something to be said about how a certain look, how a certain personality attracts a certain kind of girl, like, or even how you present yourself. Like, I've noticed that too, where I can tell you from my personal experience, I've talked to some girls, you know, I talk proper. It is what it is. I talk proper. I speak proper. I talk proper. I like nerd shit. And I've talked to some black girls who, like, I can tell they feeling me and they feeling me hard. And then as soon as we start talking and we kind of start getting into, like, the conversation about our interest and what we like to do, it's kind of like a little bit of a disconnect. And it's like, nah, this nigga's a nerd. This nigga's a nerd. Not all black women. Because I've met some. Shout out to Watch Mike, because I have a problem with getting in my feelings over situations. Bro, we had that. Hey, man, this is a free. We can talk about it, bro. We all had them issues, bro. My man Watch Mike said I have a problem with getting in my feelings over situations. Bro, we all have the same thing. I've gotten in my feelings over. Nigga, it's just natural. As men, we don't like to talk about it just because we got to be hard. But we get over our feelings. We have a hard time getting in our feelings, too, as well. Shout out to Ty Anderson. How you doing? Shout out to Wyke's girl said, you remind me of Lawrence from Insecure. You know what? I remember a girl told me that, like, 6 years ago that I look like Lawrence from Insecure. And I have always thought that nigga was ugly as fuck. So I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or as an insult. So we're gonna hope the comment had good intentions, but it is what it is. But you know, it's we as men, bro, we go through the same thing. It's guys who gotta pretend. Shag waxing girl says a compliment. Oh, thank you, girl. Oh my god, you made my day. Oh my god, bitch. I'm about to make a Snapchat video of the day. Thirst trap Thursdays. With that being said, as guys, we go through those things too. Like, we get insecure. We have moments where we feel weak or but we don't talk about it. Because I'm gonna tell you what the difference is. If we get rejected by a girl, if a girl does us wrong around our niggas will just laugh at us. If a girl gets done, shout out to Mike Giri said, ha ha, we love to see it. Oh, thank y'all. Okay, hey, follow me on Twitter. With that being said, if a girl gets done wrong by a nigga, females, the woman who's in there, she can attest to this. Y'all are more supportive versus niggas will just laugh at you. Bruh, I told y'all. It's JT the podcaster. My Twitter is JT. It'd be easier just to follow me, but it's JT the podcaster. Just follow right here. Just follow, click follow. Please click follow. Yeah, but click follow. But yeah, what I was going to say is, like, that's true. Like, girl, like, if a nigga does a girl wrong, he cheats on her, he sleeps with her sister, all her friends will surround this nigga. Girl, why he do you like that? He's a piece of shit, girl. You meet somebody else. Girl, you meet a nice light-skinned man that will really know how to treat you. He'll have a beard and he'll write poetry to you. He'll be just like Tyler Perry says in the Madea movies. He'll be perfect for you. Niggas, what we do. Bruh, nigga, for real? Bro, for nigga, she did, bro. Nigga, I told you, bro. Nigga, I told you, nigga, she was a hoe. Blood on everything. Nah, nigga, I told you she was a hoe, nigga. Blood, I told that nigga blood, cause nigga, when we was at the party, nigga, she almost bossed me up, nigga, in the back of Stewart's bedroom, nigga. I told the nigga blood. Why you with her, nigga? I told you. Like, I'm gonna tell you, that's what niggas just say. We just keep saying, I told you, nigga. Blood, I told you, nigga. Blood, nigga. What, nigga? I told you, bro. Nigga, I told you, nigga. And nine times out of ten, I'm going to be real with you, they did tell us. Like, I'm going to tell you something. Nigga, nine times, they say that because 9 times out of 10, niggas did tell you. Like, nigga, we told you, nigga, we went to a party, nigga, she sucked like 4 niggas the same night, nigga. We told you she was old. But, you know, you decided to see something different in her. You saw the worth in her. You saw the worth in her that Jermaine, Tyree, Steve, and Herbert didn't see in her that night, you know. So you decided to wipe her up, but I don't know. It's you know, guys, I sound so old now, but I was like, I think as men, we need to create a safe space for us to talk about our feelings. And also, I was talking to a girl earlier. We were talking about rejection. We had just a really in-depth conversation about relationships and shit like that. And we talked about rejection and all that other shit. And we're talking about like how guys get when a girl rejects us. And she was telling me how one time a guy rejected her while she rejected a guy while she was in traffic. And she said this nigga literally took, I forgot what she said it was, like a bottle or something like that. But he literally took an object out of her car and out of his car and threw it at her car, at her driver window. Like he was throwing shit. And I was like, are you serious? Like a grown ass. I was like, a grown man really got mad. He got so mad that you rejected him that he literally threw shit at your vehicle. And she's like, yeah, seriously, it happens. And that sounded so crazy to me. And I've known a lot of dudes who did that. But I mean, I can't imagine doing that. I can't imagine. The most I've ever done is if a girl rejected me, I made like a smart ass comment. Like, I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. It's whatever. I'm a pretty nigga anyway. I'll find somebody else. It's cool. But I'm never gonna throw something at somebody's car. Like, this is not me. But with that also being said, shout out to Monarch, who said, I feel like sometimes you need to have differences in a relationship. It gets stagnant and boring. He's responding to me saying, do opposites attract. That's true. That's true, too. There was somebody in this broadcast about 10 minutes earlier who said him and his partner have been together for 33 years. And I was like, bro, 33 years, nigga, that's like 10 presidents. Like, I'm like, bro, it's, so I can imagine it does get boring. I get bored just playing the same video game the same day, which is why I'm scared to buy the PS5 now. But it's, you need that too. You need excitement. You know, shout out to Young Pharaoh. I love that name, Young Pharaoh. But you need excitement. You need a lot of excitement. I don't know what makes the ideal relationship. I know some people, friends, family, cousins, preachers, or some friends who are with people and they have a chemistry or convert. They just have something about them that when we're with each other, when we go to Zocalo's together, when we go to McDonald's or something together and they're sitting with me, I look at them and think like, damn, I want to have a chemistry like that. But then it kind of goes both ways, because a lot of those same relationships, when they go up, get behind closed doors, they'll have arguments and fights and stuff like that. But then they'll have arguments and fights that I feel like are less than ideal and almost make the relationship not worth it. But then it's kind of like I said earlier, you get to a point where you wonder how much bullshit is worth putting up with the person. You know, I have a cousin, shout out to Messiah X, who said they need goals, milestones, his and her goals, individuals, plus couple goals. I was talking to somebody about a week ago, and I can't keep saying these people's names because I feel like they're gonna watch this broadcast and get pissed off at me. But him and his girl, hey, what's up, JP? Him and his girl are having a disagreement because he just got his stimulus check. She wants him to take that check and put it towards the money that they're saving together. Dude, is this live? This is live. This is a live broadcast. What up, my bro? How you feeling? But she wants him to take the money that he saved, that she saved, that he got from his stimulus check, and put it towards them getting an apartment. He does not have a job right now. He has no income right now. He wants to take his money and put it towards him getting a car. Now, I told him, and I understand that you guys want a place to stay, but like I told him, I think that you should take that money and put it towards getting a car, because right now in your relationship, she makes the money, she drives the vehicle, you're technically staying with her, sleeping with her in her car. You should take that money and get something for yourself, because first off, like I told him, JP said a car means to make more money, That's the first thing. The second thing, like I told him, I promise you, if y'all get an apartment together, she's not going to put your name on that goddamn lease. She's going to put her name on that lease. That's the first thing, because she's controlling like that. And the third thing, like I told him, is, nigga, the way that she's getting money is not legal. Y'all don't even have enough check stubs to even put in the application to get an apartment right now to even apply. So why are you even talking about getting an apartment? Like I told him, like, bro, y'all ain't getting any check stubs. Y'all don't have legal jobs. So they're not going to an apartment is not going to fuck with you right now. Because the money she's making is just being real. It's not clean money. But his girlfriend got all butt hurt. And she was like, you're not in it for us. You're not working with us. You just so selfish. You want to see yourself. And it's like, bro, no. Like, you're a grown man. You should have your own things. You shouldn't depend on her. Shout out to Messiah X, said that card to her mindset means he's about to move around. I took it as that card means to her that she's not going to be able to have as much influence and as much control over his life as she has right now. Because, like I said, she's an older woman. She's 29. He's 22. He's technically staying with her. And she does have him in more of a, she does have him in a more of a submissive role in the relationship, which is why, and I always tell dudes this all the time, if you're going to get into a relationship with a woman who's doing better than you in life, at least have the bare minimum for yourself. At least have a car. At least have a place to stay. Because it's not, I think it's nothing wrong with being with a woman who makes more money than you. I think that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it is something to be said about when you get into a relationship with a woman who is doing better than you and you not doing shit in your life. I think for one, she doesn't respect you in those situations. Then on top of that, she does look at you kind of as like a, like she's sunning you. Like it's a lack of respect because she look at you like, you know, hey, I'm, you know. And keep in mind and keep in mind and keep, hey, what's up, Boston? What's up with you, bro? Shout out to Messiah X. Exactly. Like many of these women these days dislike their men at home with no way to move around. Hey, man. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. You know, hey, you know, a lot of women, particularly black women. I'm going to tell you, bro, I'm going to tell you something. And some of y'all who are watching me right now, y'all might not know what I'm talking about when I get into this conversation. I was watching. It's just like I just subscribed to BET Plus. I got BET Plus night right now, so I'm watching like a lot of old Madea plays, a lot of Tyler Perry movies, just a lot of black, overly black shit, right? If you watch these plays, these old ass movies, these old ass plays, it really shocks me. It really fathoms, just really boggles my mind. That a big thing for black women in all of these movies and plays was that their man needs to have a job. They always kept saying the same thing. Their man needs to have a job. Their man needs to have a job. And I kept thinking, like, bitch, are you serious? That's the standard? That just you having a job, there's you having a way to survive, that's the standard? Like, anybody can. I'm gonna tell you, man. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know. My experience is different with that. I've always had an easy time getting the job. So I'm like, the fuck, that nigga, that's all it takes? That's all it takes? Like, I was just shocked. Like, there was this play they have called Madea's Family Reunion. And the dude in there, Kevin, is dating Jackie. And Jackie's standing by him, even though he just got out of jail. He's been out of jail for 2 years and he ain't got a job. Even that never made no sense to me. Because that was always a thing in all those movies. Even Soul Plane. Not Soul Plane. Even the Soul Food. They always say it's always a dude who's been out of jail for like 2 or 3 years and he can't get a job because of his record. Nigga, maybe 1999 was a different time than 2020, but I can tell you, even if you got out of jail and even if you can't get a job, you can get some kind of, nigga, go mow lawns. Nigga, go mow lawns. Go do like your niece is doing and make a fucking lemonade stand outside. Do something. Shout out to JP said, funny enough, Tyler Perry is the only one thriving in this new COVID world we live in. He has his own studio down in ATL and is actually doing, yeah, because I'm going to tell you what Tyler Perry did. See, that studio down there, that studio only opened up for us public consumption last year. That studio's been there for a long time. That studio has been there for a dumbass long time. They filmed The Walking Dead at that studio. Like, that studio's been there for a while. We just now are kind of just making. That studio's been. He's been filming movies and TV shows that I want to say for at least 10 years. Because I remember when he first bought the land down there. It was hella long ago. You know, that's one thing about Georgia. Georgia, you'll get a 5-bedroom for like $10 out there. It's amazing how cheap land is out there. But, And Messiah X says something right now. Let me go back to what he said. He said, paychecks and bills and get her thrills. Hey, man, yeah. And you gotta hope for more. Shout out to JP. So he's got actors testing every other day. They arrive early to quarantine and they can't leave till they're done. Hey, he gonna work this shit. Listen, one thing about it, if you have a black boss, black supervisor, whatever you want to call it, he is going to work the shit out of you. He is going to work. I don't know what spirit from back in the day of slavery that black managers and black supervisors inherit, but trust me, if you got a black boss, that nigga is gonna work your ass to death, nigga. You gonna do a lot of 12-hour shifts working for a nigga. But I think to put the button in the relationship topic, I guess, is it's dating is a complex thing. relationships are a complex thing. And I do think when you meet somebody that you really like and you really love and y'all vibe together, y'all like the same movies, y'all eat the same sandwich at Burger King, I do think that, you know, obviously you approach the situation with ideals of hoping that this could be something long term. And you never know, man. You know, you just, I don't know. It's love is just a very complicated thing. Love is a very complicated thing. It's a very complicated process, a very interesting thing to go through. And so, I don't know. And like I said, this is coming from the perspective of somebody who does not have it all figured out. I'm still trying to figure out everything. Like, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what love is, or these girls, or even if I want to be in a real relationship now, or if I still want to play the field a little bit longer. You know, my dad proposed to his girlfriend four months ago. My dad proposed to his girlfriend. And after he proposed to her, and, you know, we were at the bar, and he's laughing, she's crying and stuff like that, I asked him, I was like, man, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about this? Yeah, and he told me something that I always think about. He said, you know, it's just another chapter, son. Just on to the next chapter. Just on to the next chapter. He said, just on to the next chapter. And when he told me that, it made me really think, like, how long have I been in the same chapter of my life when it comes to dating because I haven't been willing to turn the page, or I haven't had the patience to work with a woman who came along who might have been somebody worth sticking around. And because then sometimes, so that's another thing people don't talk about. When you see some guys, or even like a lot of R&B singers do this, they'll get in a song and they'll say, you know, I'm paranoid, I don't want to get hurt, I don't want to get hurt, I've been hurt in the past. Women don't buy that shit, and a lot of girls think that we be lying, but no, bro, like a lot of guys, we're scarred. Like, we're scarred by experiences that we've had with girls. A lot of niggas, like, niggas will tell you, I remember, man, and I'm going to tell you, this girl, ooh, I want to say her fucking name, but I know her family. Them niggas will shoot the shit out of me. There was a girl I used to talk to. I was fucking in love with this girl. I was in love with this girl. I'm talking about, I was writing poems for her. I was calling her babe, sweet, buying her gifts and shit like that. I was just dummy in love with her. And I'm gonna get right back to you, JB. Shout out to your girl, Carissa. And I was in love with her, right? So my younger brother and my older brother were both fucking her. We don't live together. We've never lived together, and we talk, but not that much. So they didn't know that we was talking like that. They didn't know that I really liked her like that. I didn't know this was happening until 2 years ago. I went to my daddy's house. We sitting at my daddy's house. We just went to Carl's Jr. We just having a good time laughing and joking. And he bring up the girl's name. I don't want to say her name. I'm just going to say Keisha. My brother Keyshawn say, oh, yeah, you know Keisha? My younger brother Jamar said, Nigga, Keisha been sucking my dick, bro. Nigga, fuck you mean, nigga. He take out a Sirena text she be sending. Nigga, fuck you mean, man. Man, this nigga, she been fucking. What the fuck you mean, nigga? She sucking my dick every night. And they talking about this girl who I used to talk to and I used to really be in love with. And so I'm just hearing them go into graphic detail about how they love this. This girl is sucking their dick and sucking their sweaty balls, and they got her doing all these tricks in the back seat. And I'm in the couch like, I'm sitting in the couch like, bro, are you serious? Bro, are you serious? And hey, man, so I'm scarred by that because, you know, she, I don't know. When they were doing that with her, we were done talking, but it was, I don't know. It just was like, I don't know. Like I said, niggas, we be scarred. Now, with that being said, I'm almost at the end of the broadcast. Usually I do the Q&A right now. So does anybody have any questions for me right now before I tune off? I'm going to give guys a chance to do some Q&As. Anybody have any questions or any topics that they want me to touch on? Any topics, questions, thoughts, anything that's plaguing your soul? Let me know right now in the comments. Life is like a box of chocolates. Shout out to JP said Kanye running for president. Kanye every 2 to 3 years says that he's running for president. In 2015, when he was performing at the VH1 Awards, he said that he was going to run for president, and he didn't run. So I think he's just full of shit. I think we need to stop giving him any energy. Next topic after him was, how can I stop getting emotionally involved, kind of like cold-hearted in a way? I don't think I can tell you for me, I naturally get emotionally involved when I really like a girl. And how I do it is I try to hold my emotions from being revealed. But I think you got to understand. I think the best thing to do is just take it slow. You know, for me personally, I'm naturally an emotional person. I'm naturally a loving person. So at a certain point, yeah, my true feelings are going to get into it. But at the same time, it's like, shout out to Chris Sasa. He might mistake his passion for being genuine as being emotional. Sometimes it can be both. Sometimes you can meet a girl who you're so sexually attracted to that the sexual attraction in your mind translates as passion. Sometimes for me, if I meet a girl who I talk to and if I feel we have some kind of conversational chemistry, that does a lot for me because I feel like that's so rare. I feel like that's so rare for me. And it's weird because, like, I feel like, I'm going to be real with you. I feel like most women that I have met that I feel like I had that conversational chemistry with, 9 times out of 10, no exaggeration, they usually have a boyfriend. So it's kind of, it's like a hard thing. But I think you just have to anticipate the worst and the best in the situation. When you meet a girl, and if you feel those strong emotions, you acknowledge it. But at the same time, you know, you understand that this might be real. This might be fake. It is what it is. If you are naturally an emotional and loving person, as am I, you're going to feel that regardless if you like her. But, you know, if things don't go this way, things don't go your way, she cuts you off, you cut her off, or things don't go that way, you just got to be like, hey, man, this is a... I don't want to say you have a... My approach, how I do it, and I don't like to tell people how I do it because I think it's kind of sad, but my approach is, hey, it's nothing new. It's nothing new. Like, I don't know how old you are, but when you get to a certain age, there's a certain age you get to, I'll say around 25 or 26, where 87% of experiences that you've had with women, you've probably had before. Like 87% of experiences that you experience with a girl after 26, you probably had before. You've talked to her, Messiah X said, tell him don't let the virus drive the car. Logic over feeling. Let the logic play out for a while. I like what he said, actually. That's good advice. Let your logic take over because the emotions, you know. Let your logic. Think from your logical mind. That kind of goes into what I'm saying, actually. Because like I said, you'll get to an age where you'll meet women and you'll start seeing the same girl but in different women. If that makes sense, you'll be talking to a girl who's just like the girl you talked to 2 or 3 months ago. You'll talk to a girl and be like, oh, damn, this is kind of like the same situation I've been through before. And for me, like I can say, I think the reason why I started talking about women was because for me, I got to a point, you get to a point kind of where it's like, bro, like it's the same fucking hula hoops, that you keep running into. So it is what it is, you know. So that's the best I can say about that. The next person wrote, JP wrote, talk about the Will and Jada situation. The Will and Jada situation, that's hilarious. Oh, shoot. Okay, so Will and Jada, August Alsina. Was August Alsina cracking Jada Pinkett's? So I'm going to say this. I believe August. I do not believe August is lying. I watched Mike said, appreciate it. I appreciate you too, bro. Appreciate you enjoying the content. I believe August Alsina. I do not think August was lying. We've heard these rumors that Will and Jada were in an open relationship for a long time or have sex with people outside for a long time. I don't think it's that big of a deal, especially in 2020, because right now we have to be tolerant of so many different ways that people are living their lives and are operating their relationships. Shout out to JP who said, dude, he was cracking her open. And honestly, salute, Jada's still fine. Jada's fine. The only thing I don't like about what she did with August, and Joe Budden touched on this on this podcast, and I think it's true. I think Jada wanted to fuck August Alsina because he's just, you know, an attractive young dude, a good-looking dude. But people are killing him and saying he didn't know how to be a side dude and all that other stuff, and this nigga don't know how to keep his mouth shut. You know, I would love to fuck Jada and all this other stuff. I think the difference is when you're having a conversation about August, August did come into contact with Will and Jada when he was going through a very emotional point in his life. He had lost vision in his right eye for some reason. He was dealing with a lot of depression. He had to take on the two kids of his younger brother and sister who got killed. So he was dealing with a lot in his life at that moment. And Jada came into his life from the standpoint of, I want to help you emotionally work through these things. So if you're dealing with somebody that's already in emotional turmoil and emotionally hurt, emotionally, like, you ever talk to a woman and you talk to a girl and she only has the intention of fucking you? That is her only intention of fucking you. That is all she wants. I went to the club 4 months ago. It was me and this older white lady, pretty lady. We danced and shit like that. We kissed and made out, had a good night. So afterwards, I was like, you know, do you have a man or something like that? And she said, no, I do have a husband. I'm married, but we are in an open relationship. If it's so, you know, you are free to come over. You can come over tonight. Let's make it happen. Now, thank God for her cheeks that I had to go to work at 12 o'clock, so I didn't go with her. I left the club and went back to work. But I still have to say this. You meet a woman who only has the intention of fucking you, and that's it. She does not want to hear you talk about your dreams, your aspirations, how you're a struggling mixtape rapper, how your grandmama used to read you the Bible when you were a kid. All she wants to do is feel your dick go inside her. And it will get to a point where, yeah, you feeling yourself because you're like, oh, bro, she think I'm cute, nigga. She think I'm a fine-ass nigga. We need feel you. You don't. Ooty, woo, 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 whoop. But then it'll get to a point, if you like me, if you're emotional, you'll get to a point where you'll be like, well, damn, bro, that's all she really want from me? And I think this is the same thing with August. I think that Jada was helping him. I think that Jada was helping him work through some mental issues and some problems that he was going through mentally and just emotionally. So combine that when you're having sex with this beautiful, beautiful fucking queen of a woman, there's going to be a misunderstanding. I do think he probably really wanted more from her than she was willing to give, and that's what got him to this point right here. Because I can tell you right now, I've watched them interviews he's done. He is way too emotional about her for him to be lying. Like, I'm going to tell you, I know, I write poetry. I know what it's like when you deal with a girl who didn't hit your heart like that, and you go, beautiful queen of the southern region, why can't the tempest of your love rain down on my head top? Like, you will say some shit like that, bro. So it's August, I understand, bro. I understand, August. If you out there, August, I understand. I'm dark skinned, but I know what it is to act light skinned sometimes, so I understand. But with that being said, I shall conclude this broadcast. Well, shall I talk about the Summer? Let me talk about the Summer Walker album. I wanted to talk about this because shout out to JP who said Kamala Harris for VP. Fuck no. I'm not doing it. But I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna talk about Summer real quick. Summer Walker real quick. What's going on? Summer Walker, and what's that? What is that boy's name? Juice WRLD. Would it miss it again? Okay. So anyway. Summer Walker and Juice WRLD, they released two albums today. Juice WRLD passed away, of course, but we're doing the Tupac route with him, and we're taking a compilation of the many 200-300 songs that this nigga probably made and releasing them piece by piece by piece. So let me say rest in peace to Juice WRLD. I love Summer Walker. I highly encourage y'all to listen to her music. Summer Walker to me reminds me of she's like SZA. But I feel like the poetry of her songs makes more sense to me. Like, I think SZA's bars sometimes go over my head. And sometimes SZA be saying shit in songs that, like, when you hear it, it's like, SZA said the song Supermodel. She said, let me tell you a secret that you didn't know. I've been secretly banging your homeboy while you in Vegas. Bitch, don't fucking skip to why I'm in Vegas. Why the fuck you fucking my nigga for? What the fuck you talking about? Her shit goes over my head. But when you listen to Summer Walker, Summer Walker had a song which she got in this new album that she got. She got a bar in the album where she said, I forgot what song it was, but she said, your mama raised you better than this. Like, she be saying shit that you feel in your spirit. Like, how the fuck you know how my mama raised me? Like, that's the thing about me. I like people who, when you listen to